Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. We all have flaws, and when it comes to our businesses, our first instinct can be to try and hide all of our flaws so that we look perfect on our social media, to our audience, and just how we come across. And we just try to hide anything we see as imperfections. There's a problem with this. One is that it's not genuine. It's just not who you are. And the second is that it's really hard to keep up. And so this leads to this disconnect between what you present online and to your audience, whether that's through videos, through written posts, through newsletters, pictures, all of it, and who you actually are. And you become an actor. And it's not genuine. And the thing about the internet at large over the past several years is that people have got really good at spotting what's not genuine anymore. We've been through the era of these fake influencers who put on this act, show us this perfect world, and we now know that these are completely false images. These present a false reality, they're complete lies. And we've gotten used to knowing that. We've gotten used to questioning what's behind the picture, what's behind the video, what's the actual reality of it. And so people have gotten used to spotting this fakeness, this not quite real, that there's something off. And as long as you are presenting this perfect facade, something is going to be off about the way you show up in your business. The way you show up to your audience, whether it's on social media, on YouTube, through your newsletters, something is not going to ring true. And that will stop people from buying from you. They may not know what's wrong. They may not know what they feel is off, but there's something. And that's stops them in their tracks and means they don't have the confidence to buy from you. But then the other side is true, in that if you don't embrace your imperfections, if you don't embrace what you see as flaws in yourself, it stops you from showing up at all. You may want to create videos for your social media, but you stop because you haven't got the perfect background, because your makeup isn't done, because you didn't wash your hair this morning, because you haven't tidied your house yet, because the dogs are barking, the kids are playing. All these things, we overthink it and mean that we don't show up. So not embracing who you are, what you feel are your imperfections, by not embracing them, we stall our businesses in two ways. One, by trying to be perfect when we do show up and so give off this weird vibe. And second, by letting those imperfections take over, overthinking everything and not showing up at all. Whichever way this is going for you, you're going to have a negative impact on your business. The only way to get past both of these scenarios is to embrace your flaws. Embrace your imperfections and show yourself warts and all. Is that terrifying? Yes, it is. I'm not going to deny it. I have fallen victim to this myself. I still do. Because after all, what is on the internet stays on the internet. If we show ourselves, we could get judged. We could end up overthinking it and our anxiety goes into overdrive. Our imperfections make us who we are, but they also make us vulnerable when we show them to the world. So it's not an easy thing to do, but if you can get to the point where you can embrace your flaws, embrace those imperfections, which, by the way, only you believe that they are imperfections, nobody else does. If you embrace them, then you will see your business thrive, because that weird energy will be gone and genuine, authentic you will appear and it will match and everyone will be happy when they see you and the energy will no longer be off and they will have the confidence to buy from you. Embrace those flaws and your reasons for not showing up on social media, not making those videos will disappear. And you will show up in your business, you will be there, be seen, and your crochet will start to sell. Embracing those negative feelings about yourself is the only way to get things moving in the right direction, to get your crochet business earning what you need it to earn. I'm not saying it's easy. It's definitely not. But it's something you do have to work on. We are so used to these perfect Instagram feeds that we begin to think if we can't show up like them, this perfect lifestyle, show home style house, you know, everything neat and tidy in its place. If we don't show up like that, then people are going to judge us. They're going to think we're not professional. It's going to look bad. And no one's going to want to know. The truth is that no one's looking at it apart from you. Nobody cares that you don't have Instagram perfect makeup. They're not buying you. They're buying your crochet. They're buying your patterns. They're buying what you've made. They're not buying your image. Nobody cares if you make a video and the background isn't perfect. I mean, look at the amount of TikToks that people make sitting in their cars. Does that stop people from watching these videos? No, it doesn't. How do we know? Well, I bet you've seen a ton of them. I certainly have. People watch the content regardless. Because what matters is the message you're giving in that video. It doesn't matter where you took it. Got a messy background because the kids are running around, it's the school holidays? Well, say so. Just tell people, it's school holidays, my kids are running around, but hey, we've got to do this anyway. And you know what? You will connect with your audience by doing that, because they're all doing the same thing. They're all doing the school holidays and the kids running around as well. They will then connect with you. They will have a connection with you because you are like them. It's a good thing. It doesn't matter if you don't have the perfect background to make a YouTube video. What is the perfect background anyway? This is one of my biggest reasons for not doing videos, because I get paranoid what's behind me and people are going to judge that I have messy spots in my house. And it is a paranoia. Nobody cares. What matters is the message I'm giving across, but do you know what? It does stop me. I'm working on it. This is one of the things I need to work on for myself in my business. But it's also one of the reasons why I love podcasting, because I don't have to worry about it. But I also know that my podcast could do better if I made videos, because then I could put them on YouTube. They are on YouTube now, but they don't look good. I could make this better. So that's something I'm working on. I know what I need to do, but it's difficult to do it. And I know it is. I'm not saying this is an easy thing to start doing. I'm not saying it's an easy thing to embrace. But I'm saying that if you do it, you're going to find things go much easier for you. You'll connect with your audience better. You will show up more. And you won't give off any weird vibes, because you're basically an actor in a role, because you're trying to be perfect. Showing people who you really are and stop kind of doctoring what people see, whether it be giving your house a thorough clean before you get on a video, whether it be because you happen to be a bit sweary, whether it be because you're actually a bit of a goth, but you're trying to hide it because you think it's going to stop business coming in. By stopping seeing these things as flaws and actually seeing the good in it, how it's going to connect with your audience and make things more real and more genuine, is the long-term plan. Because you can keep this up in the long term. You can be yourself in the long term because it's you. What you can't do is keep on an act. What you can't do is keep running your business on never showing up because you're too afraid of judgment. You have to be you. The only way your business is going to be a success is to be yourself and present your real self to the world. You don't have to make excuses for who you are. You don't have to make excuses for having a messy house because it's school holidays. You don't have to make excuses because of your choice of fashion. You don't have to make excuses for your home decor. It's just you. And the more people see it, the more they get used to it. People who connect with you will not care about these things. They will love your crochet and accept you for who you are because that's part of the brand. And at the end of the day, the state of your house, what you choose to wear, your home decor has nothing to do with your crochet. Nothing whatsoever. It's not going to stop people buying from you. Well, unless you've got 20 cats and you should post pictures of them all sitting on top of your yarn. That will stop people from buying from you. But what we're talking about are the things that are just normal. It's normal not to have a pristine show home looking house. It's normal to have kids shrieking in the background in school holidays. It's normal not to have perfect makeup done every single day. It's normal if it's you. If you happen to be a bit sweary, it's you. If you happen to be patchy on your posting because you're living a bit of an off-grid lifestyle, it's you. And people love to know about these things. They love to hear it. There's a wool seller who lives on a canal boat, and where she appears to sell her yarn depends on where her boat is moored. And you know what? Her followers love it. They love that she's travelling around the canal system. They love that they can buy yarn from a canal boat. They love that she appears in different places and they'll follow her social media to follow her travels. Does it harm her business because she's weirdly living on a canal boat? No. It's a bit different. But you know what? She embraces it and it's become part of her branding and it's become very successful for her. If you're into the gothic lifestyle, well, make it part of your branding. It's who you are. And that's the thing. It becomes part of your personality online. It is you. It is your personality. So why not show it off? It's really hard to keep creating content when you're faking it. It's really hard to create content where you're afraid of showing yourself for who you are. The only way forward is embrace it. This is not easy. If it's something you are stuck on right now, it's not always easy. People who are self-confident don't have issues with this, or at least not as many issues with this. But if you lack confidence, then take it one step at a time. Just try it out and be yourself. It's something that you do need to work on with your mindset, but there are ways around it. And you can gently, gently just start being yourself. It doesn't have to be this sudden change in how you show up, but the only way things are going to change is if you are yourself and present yourself as you are to your audience. So I hope this has helped to see things for what they are. And over in the Hooked on Success podcast membership, I'm going to be talking about strategies to embrace your imperfections and actually turn them into a gold mine, turn them into a positive business note. So if you want to come and listen to that episode, please do come and join us. You can do that at crochetbusinessschool.com/success. The link is in the show notes of the podcast as well. And if you want to hear all the latest news from Crochet Business School, then don't forget to sign up to our newsletter, crochetbusinessschool.com/subscribe. And you can get on the email list and hear about what's coming next. And one last favour I have to ask of you. If you have an opinion on the podcast, I would love to hear what you think of it. If you would consider leaving a review, or if you have ideas for future episodes, things that you would like to hear about, then please let me know about those as well. You can do that at crochetbusinessschool.com/review, or you can leave the review on your podcast player. So thank you so much for listening, and I shall see you next time in the next episode. Bye for now.